This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepared. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Finelli. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Vincent, and thank you for the opening laugh and then clearing your throat. That's what I was waiting for.
Okay. Well, great.
I'm good. Rick, I was complimenting you on your being in a good mood.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
It's hard to
thank
be
you.
In a good mood nowadays. Do you know what I mean, Jelly Bean? Geez.
Well,
it's crazy out
actually,
there. I've got
actually, good, good. Actually, I do know what you mean because I've talked to a number of our instructors. And, you know, you and I talk off the air. Steve Elkins and I do. Joey and I do. A number of our instructors and I talk off the air. John Statmiller. And we've all come up with the same feeling that things
are really
bad. It's really going to be hard to fix. The number of things that are going wrong are increasing at an increasing rate. The things that are going wrong are things that we never considered. But let me get one piece of housekeeping out of the way before we begin.
Sure.
So, class, I've been invited tonight to be on Republic Broadcasting Network as a guest. John Statmiller is turning over tonight's broadcast to Steve Elkins. He's a broadcaster. He's an RBN. He's also a USA Prepares instructor. So he's going to be hosting John Statmiller's the National Intel Report tonight from 6 to 8 on republicbroadcasting.org. And I'm going to be his guest. And we're going to be talking about something that I'm going to find quite interesting. I've suggested to Steve that we do this. And it's in the same line of thinking as what Rick and I did. We proved that people are not paying attention. We did double speak, we did double talk, new speak. We did it for two broadcasts with one rebroadcast. So that's, you know, roughly 6 hours, you know, to give you an estimate of the double speak we did, and people did not get it. So we proved that people are not paying attention. So tonight we're going to do something a little similar but different. And we're not going to be doing double speak. However, we are going to ask those who are listening to Republic Broadcasting and those who want to call in, we're going to ask them, what is it that they want? What would they like to hear? What kind of programming? What kind of information? What do they not like? What do they want to see reduced? What do they want to see increased? Is the audio okay? Is the audio not okay? Do they like callers? Do they not like callers? Do they like certain topics? Do they not like certain topics? Are certain topics carried and covered too often or not often enough? What do they want? Do they want news? Do they want how to do it? Do they want do-it-yourself? What do they want? Okay, that's tonight, 6 to 8 Central Time on republicbroadcasting.org. And that's Steve Elkins, and I will be doing that. So you'll be able to call in. And if you want to find out how, just look up republicbroadcasting.org on the Internet. And I just want to tell you that I really appreciate what Ted Anderson, our engineers, and GCN is doing for USA Prepares, because they allow the origination of this program on Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com, to be rebroadcast the next day, intact, all commercials, verbatim, on republicbroadcasting.org. We are the only broadcast I know of anywhere on the planet that is carried by two different networks. We're the only ones. And I really appreciate Ted Anderson, our engineers, and of course, Republic Broadcasting for doing it. And why are they doing it? I believe it's because they think the information provided by the USA Preparedness instructors is that good. And I really, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate that. So, Rick, I have in front of me a CenturyLink bill. And every month the bill would go up, and every month I would call CenturyLink, and I'd be on the phone for a half hour, 45 minutes. And finally they said, you call a lot. And I said, well, of course I do, because your service is lousy. It's not that I like calling you guys. It's not that I want to call you guys. But I will not pay for something that I don't receive. The network, the internet goes down all the time. Our phone, our landline is not as reliable as it should be, as reliable as landlines used to be. Your service is lousy. And so I'm going to call every time.
Well, yeah, it's the quality of bandwidth. It's like being on a party line.
Right. Well, if you're trying to watch some kind of a video, It's almost impossible because it buffers, and I have lousy service. I mean, I used to have 1.5 meg. Now I have 3 meg, which is considered substandard anywhere in the United States. But that's what we have out here.
Federal standards, which means they're breaking the law. That's the precise way of putting it.
Right. Well, if you want to take it to that level, CenturyLink will guarantee. They absolutely guarantee that they will give you 80% of what they sell you. So if they sell us 3, they'll give us 3 meg. They'll guarantee that they'll give us 80%.
Is that upload or download? See, the federal standards for up and download are different. And the bottom line is they're not in compliance with the federal regulations, period. And that's that, which means they're breaking the law. Just like putting on extra lines on the line, because it's like being on a party line.
Well, we are. You're absolutely right. We are on a party line. And that's back to the.
In fact, at any given moment, measuring it, breaking the law. I have never, with CenturyLink, I have never had them be within compliance in the 5 years I've had them out here in Oregon. Never.
Well. Okay,
that
so let me.
Federal FAA, FCC, excuse me, FCC violation. And they know it, they acknowledge it, it's because we're in the remote, that's their excuse. And of course, I'm in Grants Pass, and while I'm in the county, I'm only about 3 blocks in the county.
Mm-hmm.
And so, how's that work? I'm next to the college.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that'll be pretty darn good.
Everybody is shaving points. In every category, including gasoline, including services, any kind of service, is always shaving points. They're not giving you the full service that they used to. Maybe Texaco, that charges 10 or 20 cents more a gallon, they'll wipe your windshield, they'll, do your little smile with the credit card, whatever. I don't use credit cards and gasoline. And so I don't go to those kinds of places. And the places I do go for gasoline, they're usually blending it with alcohol. They're cutting the gas.
Yeah.
And so what's going on? Well, I can tell you what's going on. Do you have any money? I don't have any money.
Nobody.
What has happened is that everybody's standard of living has been shaved down a minimum of 20% from where it was 3 years ago, literally. And that's the first thing I notice. I noticed it with the animals, just the wild animals and what's happening there. It's interesting. I don't know what it all means. I do know what it all means. I don't want to go there today, but, it's not necessary. It's not necessary. Somebody, something is applying this, like Mopar, to drive certain businesses over other businesses as a type of mind control. And I've watched it and the subtlety of it, and now I'm starting to get irritated, just like everybody else is. That's called irritation coefficient. You can notice that when you're in a crowd and your personal space starts to diminish. As the crowd gets bigger, it starts to cluster tighter, and you don't feel the same comfort you might in a smaller crowd because you have more personal space. It's like that. And I don't know how many people have noticed this, but it is across the board with everyone. Now,
that's
what
a great
doing to our generations with no education is it's terrible. And
that's a great point
now,
that you use. When you say point shaving, that is an absolute great point. So I'm looking at the CenturyLink phone bills, okay? And so I would fight with them every month, literally every month. And they complained. I mean, they have a list of, boy, calls and calls and calls several times a month. And I said, because your service goes down, and I will not pay you for service that you're not providing, no matter what. So every time the Internet would go down, you know, well, let's test your line, and they'll, you know, reset your router, all these things they want me to do. And then they'll say, okay, well, so we're going to, you know, reimburse you for the $3 or the $2 and change for that particular day. And I go, oh, no. See, I'm on the phone with you for 45 minutes, and you're going to have to compensate me. Okay.
Yeah,
so
that counts
I demand.
They have to complain.
I demand.
They already hired three people, let's say, to handle the irritation coefficient, of which there will be five times as much irritation as the three people they've added on staff. And so their justification is the 20 people that didn't call and are just accepting it and keeping their mouth closed because they have other problems to deal with is now gotten to the point where I'm noticing it across the board, including sales in grocery stores and products where they will put a big bag of oranges on sale, and three oranges in the 20, bag of 20 will be from a previous week, so they rot quicker, and you lose five oranges by buying a cheaper thing, and you end up paying 4 cents more a pound. I have not missed any of it.
All right, and they're doing something else. If you, let's say you buy chopped meat, and you get it home, and you, and what we do, or what we've done, is if we bought chopped meat, we would buy the big tub, you know, the 5-pounder, because it's less per pound, and it'd be nice and red, and it'd be that, 90 or 80 something, and roughly 15% fat, maybe, or 10% fat.
It's supposed
to be nice and red.
And there's rags on that one also, and that's another place they shave it.
Right. Well, here's what they did.
You actually went in and measured the amount of fat you're getting compared to the protein you're getting. Now you're going to see that the cut is different, too.
Right. Well, here's what they do. When you, and here's the proof. You get it home, and you say, let's take those that tub of chopped meat, and let's make hamburgers. So you take a spoon and you put it into one of those freezer grade baggies. You put it in there and you smash it into a McDonald's thickness hamburger, and you seal it up and you do the whole 5 pounds like that. But what you find out is the middle is brown and it smells different. Why is that? I'll tell you why. Because what they do is they grind the chopped meat and they go, oh man, this is brown, this is old. So what we'll do is we'll roll it in fresh blood. They roll it in fresh blood. They put it in the, repackage it, relabel the date, Best Buy date, and you look at it and you go, wow, this is great. This looks like it was just...
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and we've been talking about the term that he used, point shaving. He's absolutely, positively correct, class. You'll see that everywhere in your life as well as how we see it in our lives. I'm holding in front of me two Century Link bills. And so I would get discounts for loyalty, you know, 15 years with these turkeys. And the bill started out at $19.95. And now it's gone over $100, you know, $120. And they keep raising the price, and I keep asking for more and more discounts. So I've been getting discounts like $10 loyalty credit. Then I got another $5 loyalty credit. Then I got another $10 loyalty credit. Then this is on one bill. Then another $5 loyalty credit. Then another $5 loyalty discount. Then I got a promotional discount. Then I got another promotional discount. Then I got another promotional discount. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 promotional discounts and loyalty discounts and loyalty credits on one bill. Okay? Because they keep raising the price and I'm trying to get it down. Finally, they said to me, look, we will guarantee for life, priced for life. We got this new thing, price for life. We will guarantee that your bill will never exceed $63.07. Would you like that? And I said, okay. Because then I don't have to call every month, right? Here's what happened. Now that was, and I wrote right on the bill, customer retention number. I wrote that 800 number down, 800-201-4099 for CenturyLink. And then I wrote down priced for life. Shayla, S-H-A-L-A was the gal. Our bill will not exceed 63.07 from now on, dated 3/26/19. We get the new bill. New bill. 79.65. They lie. They absolute flat out lie. They gave us a few months at the price they guaranteed, and then what do? They raise the price. And I guess they figure that most of us aren't going to call and beat them up. Well, I've had it with these guys, so I'm going to call. I'm going to be polite, but firm, absolutely firm. And how do they get away with it? They've got a gun to my head. Why? Because I have no choice. Just like you don't have a choice, Rick. You want telephone service in your neighborhood, neck of the woods?
Well, we have, two other servers that are much better, but because of the way the property was set up, they bring my line in from over there, not up here, and because of that, I can't get normal service. I get CenturyLink, which dropped wires over on a pole rather than underground. And, we have the usual other options, and they're much cheaper in their bandwidth. I would have had, if I had been with the normal carrier out here, and I can't remember who it is now because I don't even give a damn. It was something like 5 megahertz and down to 2 with CenturyLink, and I'm lucky to get this is upload. And there's upload and download, and download is usually twice that of upload, and upload goes slower. It's up like a party line. And yes, the bill changes, I'll pay on time, and yet they'll say, oh, there's a late charge. No, there isn't. I paid it on time. Here's the date. I did that with Farmers Insurance last week, and Portland came back from the local one and was going to charge me another $20 because it was a day late. I've been with Farmers more than 50 years as an insurer. And what I did next is, you change this or I'm done. And I'm going on national radio and say so why. They changed it. It's just someone up in Portland trying to, again, get as many nickels out of us as they can. And the bottom line is, they have found that irritating people like me is worth it because there are, for everyone like me that gets irritated and refuses, there's 10 others that won't. It's called compliance.
That's exactly right.
You're too busy. You're making enough money. I'll get to it next month.
That's right.
That's how they're playing it. And I've had enough. I'm going to say so publicly. And if enough of us start to say so publicly, then maybe, I doubt it, we'll go back to Sears and Roebuck concept.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's what's missing. That whole idea of product loyalty.
Hold that thought. Steve, we'll be right with you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The once huge Democratic field for the White House has grown smaller in recent hours as Washington State Governor Jay Inslee has announced he's dropping out of the 2020 fray. Also, John Hickenlooper, the former Colorado governor, has announced he's leaving the presidential race to officially run for U.S. Senate. The Danish Prime Minister still expressing shock over President Trump's abrupt cancellation of a scheduled state visit to Denmark next month. But Mette Frederiksen says she's hoping this will not affect relations between the two countries.
This does not change the character of our good relations. And we will, of course, from Denmark, continue our ongoing dialogue with the U.S.
Reports are Trump canceled the trip after Denmark refused to consider selling Greenland to the United States. This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. In Oregon. I'm in Missouri. Steve Elkins is joining us from Florida. Welcome, Steve.
Hello, Vincent. You gave the tip on the butcher's trick there. I'm glad you mentioned that because I was hoping you if you did, and I had to call in on that one, but you mentioned how this old butcher's trick of taking blood and mixing it with old meat and then repackaging it as fresh meat. I'm not sure why that's legal. They also put some kind of red extract in it also with a preservative. They have also done that, too, along with a mix of blood. But, you know, we see these recalls for E. coli and salmonella, and we keep seeing these every year, of all these big beef recalls, and they have to destroy all this meat. I'm not sure when it's going to click with these guys. Maybe we need to get rid of the USDA and the FDA because, well, they simply aren't doing their jobs. And we know the USDA is taking care of the meat and the poultry and other things like that, and the FDA just worries about the allergens to what might be added to the meats and vegetables and different things. But it appears that both are both incompetent. They should go. And an agency, these agencies are definitely controlled by industry, so they're not being truthful with us in the first place. But I found an article on the web this morning. I wanted to share that with you. It's from foodengineeringmag.com. It's an article called FDA versus the USDA, Who Regulates What? And the author is Richard F. Steer, S-T-I-E-R. And I recommend your listeners go to that website and read this article about the USDA and the FDA and who regulates what. That's pretty much all I have on that. As far as your tech companies, you know, there used to be a little motto that every company in business that had a base of people who bought their goods or services, that the customer is always right. When it comes down to the tech companies, we don't hear that anymore. They're never right. You're never right. They are in the driver's seat. They have the gun to your head. I mean, how many days have I lost in the last 2 weeks of internet time of doing my research because my internet was down? And I'm not compensated. And I go back and I'm finally now pushing the envelope on that to say, you know what, you owe me. I've lost valuable time of doing my research for what I want to do my radio show, and I need to be compensated because you need to fix these problems. It shouldn't happen all the time. It's not occasionally this happens. It happens far too often, and we really don't have a lot of choices. I mean, our internets, our download speeds and everything else, our bandwidth, we're not on the Autobahn. We're kind of in the slow lane and just beyond the slow lane. And what we have now is really not efficient at all. And I'm not saying we should go to 5G, 6G, and on. I'm saying what you have, make it better. You know, reinvent the wheel, but make it a little bit better. We don't have to add more radio frequency into our atmosphere, but we can make it better. And what we are, they're cheating us. They're flat out cheating us. We think we're getting this. We're paying for this, we're getting this, and we're not. We're getting cheated. And like I said, they are in the driver's seat. There's not enough push, I guess, or the people are just so compliant to say, oh, well. There's too many of those people saying, oh, well, it's down again. We need to fight back. We need to push back a little harder and say, yeah, this is not acceptable. I've got a job to do. You have a job to do. I'm paying you for a service, and I expect your service to be a heck of a lot better than what you're given.
Imagine if you were a stock investor. Imagine you were playing the penny stock market, S&P, over the counter, or the big board. Imagine you had an account and you had a computer screen and you can buy and sell and trade, and seconds count, milliseconds count.
Right.
And then you find out that, okay, you're ready to sell, you're ready to click, ready, set, and nothing happens, and you're down until, 2 o'clock in the morning, and you've just lost, 12%, 50%, 10%, and this happens all the time. So, you know, there are reasons why the internet is important, and we've been lied to. Well, if you look at voice over IP, so that's voice over internet protocol, and if you get Vonage or something like that, they'll say, look, don't depend on this as your phone line because, you know, it's all ain't all that great. And if you have to call for emergency services, like some people actually call 911, but don't expect it to work because the internet may not work.
Right.
They're actually admitting that. I wanted to mention something. You're talking about meat. We're talking about rolling that that package of ground chopped meat or ground chuck in blood to make it look red. Yes, they do that, and there's no question about it. But here's what else they do, and I want our class to understand this. So if you go to Sam's Club, you'll see that they sell tubes, plastic tubes of meat. let's say 5 pounds in a tube. And then you'll see next to that chopped meat in fresh ground packages. And yeah, it's fresh ground. It really is. They ground it that day most of the time. However, what they do, literally, and I'm not exaggerating, they will take the meat out of the tube and they'll put that through the grinder. So all they're doing is re-grinding the same meat that has already been packaged at a warehouse in a tube. So if you think it's fresh meat and they've freshly cut it, the answer is they have not. They are re-grinders. And if you look at those round discs that look like hamburgers, literally what they do is they take a tube of that meat that has not been ground, and they take a knife and they cut that tube of meat into discs, and they call those hamburgers. That's what they are. So if you think that they've got a special machine where they take a fresh cut of meat, grind it, and control the amount of fat, and then have another machine that makes a hamburger disc or a patty. No, they just cut the tube into thin discs, and they line it up in the package so it looks nice and appetizing, and that is the hamburger.
Well, okay, now this is one of the reasons why we now have a farmer's market. This is one of the reasons why in Safeway and Albertson and Food for Less, we also have Cartwright's, which is the local meat person. Now, it turns out that Cartwright buys all of their beef and lamb and whatever from 4-H local. And it's, you know, the pig came from a local farm. Now, their costs are a little higher. And then all of a sudden, they no longer were a little higher because more people were using them, and they were able to drop it as a local thing. And this is one of the reasons why, whenever you can, you want to buy local, and you want to change your diet so it does not involve products coming from another country. Now, that's Gurdjieff and eating your environment. As a literal concept of what has changed because of our diet, our advertising of what you want and why. And it takes three months to change that habit.
Let's go back to point shaving. We reported yesterday that this guy, Randy Constant, he was 61 years old, he killed himself in Chillicothe, Missouri. Why? Because he perpetrated the largest organic, certified organic fraud in the United States. His sales amounted to 7% of the organic corn grown in the United States in 2016 and 8% of organic soybeans. What he did was he took non-organic corn, non-organic soybeans, and labeled them certified organic. He almost, and he had some conspirators with him, just a few guys, but almost single-handedly, the insatiable greed of this character destroyed the confidence in the organic market because this guy wanted more. He wanted more. He put his thumb on the scale. He diluted or ameliorated the product. I'm talking in metaphor right now. It's like the guy who has the gas station and he has two pumps. One's for premium and one's for regular. And he says to the guy delivering that tanker truckload of fuel, he says, look, hey, dump 1,000 gallons of regular in the premium tank. Now, what that means, class, is that when you go to the premium pump, you'll be buying diluted premium. And he will sell 1,000 gallons of regular at the premium price. That's exactly what that means. So when Rick talks about point shaving, it's everywhere. Everywhere. If you look at appliances, they don't last worth a darn. Point shaving. I looked at under the hood of a Chevrolet pickup truck. I believe it was a 2001. And I looked at my pickup truck. Same body. And I looked at what's the difference under the hood. Well, there are diagonal supports that hold the quarter panels on the sides of the front of the truck. They're missing in 2004, but they were there in 2001. There was insulation around the receiver dryer of the air conditioning unit to keep the air conditioning working more efficiently. Well, it was removed in 2004. So they took little things out here and there. Oh, we don't need no stinking brackets to keep the fenders tight and strong. No. We don't need to keep the air conditioning working more efficiently. No. Well, what else can we take out? Hey, there's four bolts here. We only need three. Let's put three of them. We don't need to prime the rocker panels so they don't rust. We don't need to prime the cab corners so they don't rust. We don't need to prime the frame so it won't rust. We don't need to prime the bracketry that holds the springs, the leaf springs on the frame so that they don't rust through and pop through the bed. We don't need to plate the dust shields on the rear brakes of the truck so that they don't rust through. So if you look at these things, you'll find the rocker panels are rusted. You'll find that the quarter panels are weak. You can literally put your thumb on the quarter panel of a new truck, and you can press it in with your thumb. How is that possible? It couldn't happen in 1960. Impossible. Could not be done. Because the metal was thicker, it was primed, everything was better, and we are suckers. At least they treat us as suckers. And if you don't start complaining, class, you are a sucker. Any comments?
Then they get you if you buy new, so that you're the one running the show on how it ages. They charge you way, way more for the oil change and other things that don't mean anything. I'm watching how this all goes down because my girlfriend bought a new home. She bought a new car, thinking that that was going to be the better investment. And yet I watch my 280Z and how it just keeps running and keeps running without a problem.
Here's another thing.
Like one-tenth the overhead.
Right. Here's another thing. This is brand new. Brand new. So I have noticed that oil filters that you buy today, and I know how to put an oil filter on a car. I don't think I'm an expert. I've only been doing it for over 50 years, but I sort of know how to do this. They now seep. If you tighten an oil filter on a car, the same kind you spin on, and you wait till it contacts, and then you turn it another three-quarters of a turn, you lubricate the seal or the gasket, whatever you want to call it, now they start seeping. 2,000 miles later, they start dripping. How did that happen? Because they changed the material. We'll be right back with Steve and Doc Ram.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking about Randy Constant of Chillicothe, Missouri. He perpetrated, he and a couple of his co-conspirators perpetrated the largest fraud in the history of the United States regarding organic products. And so I'm reading this from FoxNews.com. Quote, now this is his wife, okay? We are still in shock and disbelief over yesterday's events when my husband took his own life. Constant's wife, Pam, said in a statement, I know Randy was deeply ashamed of his conduct. As much as we tried to be there for him, it was clearly too much for Randy. End quote. Then it goes on to say, she said he would be remembered as a wonderful father, community leader, tireless volunteer, and my beloved husband of 39 years. Now, Randy Constant had been free on bond since pleading guilty to wire fraud in December and had cooperated with investigators since 2017. Constant's lawyer described his client last week, before he killed himself, as, quote, a pillar of the community, who had served on the school board and donated his time and money to local causes and the Methodist Church. Class, here's a guy that perpetrated the largest fraud in American history on the organic customers. And he will be remembered as a pillar of the community. His wife thinks that he walks on water. A tireless volunteer, and he gave money to the Methodist Church. This guy was a massive, huge, grand-scale crook. He will not be remembered as this great guy. He will be remembered as a crook, a criminal, a fraud, a thief. That's the truth of it. And so you see these guys around your towns, and you think, boy, these guys are wonderful. We're starting to see the cracks, so we can just see the tip of the tip of the tip of the iceberg as to what these people are really like. Steve, any comments?
Yeah, it seems like everybody dies a hero or a great humanitarian. I just use the example of John McCain, what a loathsome individual this person was, and they were not supposed to speak ill of the dead and departed, but I got news for you, I do, especially when they are scoundrels, and when they're scoundrels, you need to call it out, whether they're dead or they're alive. Scoundrel's a scoundrel. But I want to touch bases with you on two words you guys mentioned, organic, and I want to throw another one in at you, called sustainable farming technique. When I was working in California in the wine industry, as a wine producer, a grape grower and a wine producer, I noticed that these are two words that are actually dumbed down. They've actually been very much homogenized, allowing people in the industry to kind of slide in to say, well, that's kind of vague. I think I can make that work for me. And as far as marketing and advertising on their labels, well, who doesn't want to put on their label, I'm organic or I'm sustainable farming technique? Because when people are being told that we need to be looking for these items, well, then I must put it on my label, whether it's true or not. And there's really nobody to go back and say, hey, are you really organic? Are you really sustainable farming technique? And there's nobody really to come back and say, we're the oversight committee. We look at everything you've done. We've come to your property. We've watched your operation, your processing, and we said, yes, you are certified organic or you are certified sustainable farming technique. It's another dumbed-down, homogenized term, both of them are, to basically sell us a product that really isn't what we're paying for.
You know, I could add something here.
Okay, go ahead.
OCIA in the Midwest was part of what Vincent is talking about in actually labeling something certified organic. Now, OCIA is a private certification program, just like TILT is out here in the West. And that's one of the reasons why the state of California and the state of Oregon began their own statewide certification program, because the standards are different and it was about money. Further, it's all about money. It's to be able to use on the label new and improved. Now, FDA, normally out of Washington, D.C., the labeling part for new drugs and whether they're safe or they need to be considered to be put into the Uniform Controlled Substance Act is out of Portland, Oregon. And I'm considered a world authority in psychoactive materials because of the work I did in anesthesiology. And I can tell you, I don't know. And when they come to me for advice, I try to give the best advice I can, but know that I don't know. And FDA is not what you think it is. And really, they're there to allow certain kinds of aggression on us that otherwise would not. Now, to balance all of this, I would like to point out what's going on in Hong Kong right now is actually the people in Hong Kong would rather live like Americans than live like China. Now, the United States is not good, and it's changing, and it's getting much, much worse thanks to globalism. Globalism has essentially sold us out.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Steve.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.